Before he could make any movement, the door banged wide open and the sick bay was flooded with light. Abbess Meriem, Skipper Joe and Redfall strode in, lanterns held high. Jod was already in the room, sitting on a bed with a pillow plumped up behind his long ears. He winked at Vale.
"Caught red pawed, I'd say, Letty Buck."
Vale's paws were indeed red, as deep a red as Sister Wythe's paws had been at breakfast last morning. The herbal mixture was red too, a dark purple-tinged crimson. Sister Wythe entered the sick bay, and brushing past Vale, she dipped a paw in the mixture and licked it.
"Beetroot juice, not very herbal, but it dyes red, as you've just found out. Poisoner!"
Vale snarled and launched himself at her, teeth bared. Jod moved like a blur. One swift, hard kick from his long footpaw connected with the ferret's chin, knocking him spark out. They moved aside as Bella shuffled into the sick bay and glanced at the prone figure on the floor.
"So the trick worked,"
she said.
"Our culprit fell into your trap, Jod. Well done."
The squiddle hare made an elegant leg.
"All done by brains and beauty, ma'am. Where'll we put this foul felon until you're ready to deal with him, eh?"
Abbess Meriem took a key from her rope belt.
"Brawl Hogmorton, our cellar keeper, has cleared out one of his store caves. Lock him in there for tonight."
Meriem escorted Bella back to her room, and the silver badger plumped down wearily into her armchair.
"It seems we made a wrong decision all those seasons ago, Meriem. The ferret babe grew up bad."
The abbess glided over to sit on the edge of Myrtle's bed.
"So he did, but we tried our best. It's Bryony I feel sorry for. She reared Vale, and no matter what he does, she still has very deep affection for him. We should never have let her raise him. He will break her heart."
Bella nodded sadly.
"What could we have done, friend? Neither you nor I could have refused to take a helpless babe into this abbey. I think we both saw him as Bryony did, a pretty little thing like all small creatures. Though I remember my father bore the fighter used to say, when rocks have crumbled to dust, vermin will still remain vermin."
Meriem sat with Bella until the ancient badger fell asleep. Before she left the room, the abbess picked up a faded scrap of parchment from where it poked out beneath the rush floor mat. She stared at it.
"Give him a name and leave him a while. Vale may live to be evil and vile, though I hope my prediction will fail, and evil so vile will not live in Vale."